You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Saturday, July the 7th, of course, Canadian Day. We win the footballing world, of course, with the World Cup going over on there in Russia. And, of course, England will be playing roughly around about the same time that the first race is run. So hopefully it's going to be good news by the time that you're catching that 2.5 mile memorial hurdle to begin the card. Highlight, of course, which comes in the shape of the 2 mile 6:20, in which a decent field goes to post. And my nap of the day runs in that contest. So fingers crossed we can get a bit of joy there.
Race one.
We begin with that 4:45, and this looks a good opportunity for Voix de Rêve to continue his good work. He was really impressive the last day when he justified very, very warm support. He was obviously expected that day, and he got the job done really well at Killarney, beating a useful field, nothing spectacular, but just the manner in which he did it. He jumped well, he made all the running, he clocked a fantastic time. And that was a stark contrast to the previous two runs when he didn't really enjoy the soft or heavy conditions over there in Ireland. So the quicker surface definitely suited William Mullins, his six-year-old. And this looks a pretty straightforward task for him there in the opener.
Race two.
On to the 5:15. And the one I quite like here is the ever-consistent Can't Kid a Kidder, who has been running well in recent times. Finished placed on his last two starts, behind in a pinch at Wexford two starts ago in a very strongly run race. And he almost got his just desserts when he went back to the track the next day, but he just found the 3 mile, 1.5 a furlong stretch in him there in that handicap chase. He's back over hurdles here tonight, and he should go really well there. And of course, he's already gone well before. Of course, he was second in this race last year behind Dancing Duke. So connections have obviously hunted this race down 12 months in advance.
Race number three.
On to the 5:50. This one's quite wide open, but I do quite like the chances here. Yoga by the Sea, representing the Gordon Elliott stable. Of course, yarding now in decent nick. This horse managed to win here in a bumper back in August. And he signed off when we last saw him 292 days ago with a cracking run at Galway behind one of Willie Mullins' nice young novices called Stratum. And that level of form carried into this race would be good enough, of course, if we can rely on his fitness. And all that's down to Gordon Elliott. If he's got him right, then he should be going very close. The each-way alternative looks to be Political Policy, who's been running well under both codes. He was runner-up the other day at this track, of course, on the flat behind Mini Darhile, who was a really easy winner. Decent start to his hurdle career when third on heavy ground. He wouldn't have liked behind, played a game at Fairy House. And Gavin Cromwell, evergreen seven-year-old, looks the obvious threat to my selection there, Yoga by the Sea.
Race four.
Right, on to the 6:20 then, the big race of the day for me anyway, punting-wise. I'm really keen here on Dixie Lee from the Dermot McLaughlin stable. This seven-year-old mare was really good the other day down in Downraw. Now, I'm fully aware that Downraw seems to be a trap because she's won there three times, but she's got some good form elsewhere, including that good run third behind Ancient Sands two starts ago, so that's not too much of an issue. And on that occasion, she readily finished in front of Monarch. Now, she also outdid Monarch on the overall times and the splits I got them doing when they ran on the same card in the 22nd of June at Down Royal. And considering that Dixie Lee won with plenty in hand, I actually think she's got quite a bit of an advantage here over Jasva O'Brien's chart. So I was quite surprised, therefore, to see her trading at 4-1, 9-2 this morning. I'd make a clear favourite to win this race. And if she's anywhere near the same kind of mare that she was the other day down in Down Royal, I expect her to take quite a bit of beating there in the 6:20.
Race five.
On to the 6:50 then. This one's quite wide open. There's plenty of horses here with chances. Semistone, of course, Easy Goal make up a dual-pronged attack from the Willie Mullins stable. You've got Cadinians, of course, here from the Gordon Elliott stable, who was well fancied the other day but didn't get in, having missed the cut by one. But I'm going to go with Cui Bono here from the Brendan Duke stable. And this horse chased down a nice horse of Henry de Bromley's called Palaskenry the other day down in Wexford. And I do like the way he travelled and he stayed on that day. He actually looked like winning at the last, but his huge efforts to just get on terms with Henry de Bromley's charge cost him dear in the latter stages. So hopefully with a little bit more of a positive ride tonight, a little bit further up the field, in the hands of Danny Mullins, this Cui Bono can get off the mark at the seventh time of asking there in the 6.50.
Race number six.
On to the 7.20. Again, another really wide-open handicap here. Plenty in with chances. Touch Base, of course, has been knocking at the door from the Gordon Elliott stable. Ruda Dubai comes here off the back of a win down in Down Raw the other day. And our Rachel has to be a consideration. But I'm going to take a chance with last year's winner here, the Right Article, who, even though he's a 10-year-old, is still running to a fair level. He finished third the other day down in Wexford, over fences, over the extended 3 mile one. And that was a decent effort on the time figures. He often races prominently, so this track often lends itself to horses that bowl along. And if he's in the same corner form as he was this time last year, then he's got to have a chance at a track clearly that suits him well.
And the final race.
On to the final contest. Not a particularly competitive bumpy, it has to be said. So I'm going to go with Global Jackpot here, just to get the better of McGillinoy from the Hogan camp. This does look really a match between the two, but I quite like the way that Gordon Elliott's charge ran the other day down in Downpatrick. He come up against a decent horse that's in the shape of Stay Humble, who Connections think quite a bit of. And that backed up a good run as well behind a horse called Turbo the time before at the same track. Although he certainly wouldn't be one of Gordon Elliott's strongest bumper horses. The fact that he's booked Paddy Mullins here to do the steering just tips the balance in his favour. And I expect Gordon Elliott's five-year-old to sign off, hopefully, what should be a decent night for favourite backers in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hope you can join me again tomorrow, when we're going to be taking a look at a seven-race flat card for you at Ferry House, beginning at 1:50. Until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.